It's been a little more than 2 weeks since a gunman opened fire on a crowd of concertgoers in Las Vegas, leaving 58 people dead and 489 injured. While investigators continue their search for a motive, the family members of those who were murdered, the husbands and the wives, the mothers and the fathers, and the brothers and the sisters of the victims, are just beginning a long and painful period of grief. This morning, WBUR's Anthony Brooks has the story of two fathers who know a lot about this kind of tragedy and grief and who turned their loss into action.
This is a picture of my three children, James and Natalie and Daniel, hugging and smiling.
When I met Mark Barden, the first thing he did was show me that picture. James, Natalie, and Daniel, 12, 10, and 6. They have big, wide smiles. And their dad says Daniel loved animals, even ants and earthworms. So much so that he and his wife Jackie called him the caretaker of all living things. Mark Barden recalls the cold December morning almost 5 years ago, when his family began its morning routine, and he walked his oldest son James down the driveway to catch the early school bus.
And I hear little footsteps behind me, and it's Daniel. And he was just out there in his little pajamas, put flip-flops on. I said, "It's cold. What are you doing?" He said, "I want to come with you to the bus so I can hug James and tell him I love him."
6-year-old Daniel insisted on doing the same for his older sister, Natalie, when she left. Then it was his turn to catch his bus to school.
Daniel and I enjoyed our little quiet alone time in that last hour, but we walked to the bus and I hugged him and kissed him and told him I loved him.
Not long after that came the texts and the phone calls about a lockdown at Daniel's school, the Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut.
You know, as the morning wore on, that's when we learned what had happened.
6-7 Sandy Hook School. Callers indicating she thinks there's someone shooting in the building.
And this sweet little boy, the caretaker of all living things, the light of happiness in our little family, was among those 20 first grade children who had been shot to death.
The majority of those who died today were children. Beautiful little kids between the ages of 5 and 10 years old.
You know, in those first weeks, my wife Jackie and I would be collapsed literally on the floor in a heap, just sobbing and crying, you know, both of us whispering to each other, "I just want to die." And James and Natalie would come find us, and they'd wrap their arms around us and hold us and kind of bring us strength, which is kind of the reverse of what you might think.
It's easy to understand such grief, but Greg Gibson and his wife Annie had lived it. Their son Galen was murdered on the same day exactly 20 years earlier, in the same way as Daniel Barden. Galen Gibson attended Simon's Rock College in Western Massachusetts and was among two people shot dead by a fellow student armed with a semi-automatic rifle. So on that cold December day of the Sandy Hook massacre, Greg Gibson, his wife, and two surviving children were at their home in Gloucester, remembering their son and brother.
For years in the anniversary of Galen's death, December 14th, the whole family would set up a little Christmas tree on his grave. And I know it sounds like a mournful, sad thing, but actually it's joyous in a way. I mean, it's something the whole family still gets to do that includes Galen.
But on that day, they heard the terrible news about Sandy Hook.
And right away, our hearts flew to them because we knew what that moment was and we knew what the next years would be like in some sense.
So Greg Gibson reached out to the Sandy Hook families. He drove down to Newtown and ended up talking with Mark Barden, who remembers that first meeting.
I just remember that being therapeutic for me. I remember coming out of that with a sense of lift. And I felt, here is somebody who didn't suffer this particular tragedy but can absolutely relate. And I just remember a lot of comfort in that.
As they talked, the two men discovered a remarkable, maybe spooky, but certainly sad coincidence. Not only did their sons die on the same calendar day, they also shared the same birthday, September 27th.
Which is just incredibly, amazingly coincidental. When you consider they both died the same way, violently, prematurely, in a hail of gunfire in a school, what does that tell you about our society? Especially now as we sit here contemplating what happened in Las Vegas.
People, they're very happy to talk about what a weird coincidence it is that two people can be born and shot on the same day 20 years apart.
But Greg Gibson says it's important to look beyond that weird coincidence.
They're so much more interested in that than in how we can stop this from happening again. That's the mystery to me.
The murder of his son sent Greg Gibson on a long journey that began with grief and rage. Then he investigated what happened to his son and why, and wrote a book about it, Gone Boy. He set up the Galen Gibson Fund to help survivors of gun violence and to push for stronger gun safety laws, which might have prevented his son's killer, Wayne Lowe, from purchasing the rifle at a local gun store and ordering high-capacity magazines through the mail. Lowe is carrying more than 200 rounds and shot six people, killing two of them, including Galen. It was only because his gun jammed repeatedly that he didn't kill many more. Wayne Lowe was sent to prison for life. Then, 7 years after his shooting rampage, he wrote to Greg Gibson, expressing regret for what he did. Lowe even made a contribution to the Galen Gibson Fund. So Greg Gibson began a correspondence with him.
We're so good on punishment, but we don't seem to have a good system at all for reparation or reconciliation or any of that. I mean, look at this kid. He's in jail. He's figured out on his own how to at least make some token effort to repay what he's done. Is that a spiritual awakening? Yeah, I mean, maybe.
Or maybe it's just a con, Gibson says. Either way, he has agreed to meet Wayne Lowe face-to-face for the first time tomorrow, almost 25 years after Lowe murdered Galen. The public radio podcast StoryCorps will record the conversation. Greg Gibson says he doesn't know what to expect, but he says both he and his son's killer have something to say about America's problem with guns.
He said to me so many times, you know, the worst aspect of this whole thing was how easy it was. When I was as disturbed as I was, or that I thought I needed to kill people, I could still walk into a gun store and buy a gun and order ammunition and modify my gun. The horror of it was the ease with which all this happened. So that's a powerful message.
Back in Newtown, Connecticut, Mark Barden is on a similar path. The grief over Daniel's death is still fresh, but like Greg Gibson, he too is trying to reduce gun deaths.
I'm in a position and I have an opportunity to affect change that could prevent this from happening to other people. I can't not do that.
Mark Barden co-founded Sandy Hook Promise, which teaches educators and parents to recognize when someone might be on the verge of using a gun to harm others or themselves. The warning signs are often visible: isolation, anger, a fascination with guns, as they were with Wayne Lowe and Adam Lanza, the Sandy Hook killer. Mark Barden is proud that the program has trained more than 2 million people in all 50 states, but it pains him that the killings continue, as they did in Las Vegas this month.
It brings back all kinds of horrible memories of the days following the massacre that took the life of my little Daniel. And I've used the word defeated in conversations this week with people. But I do know that the work that we are doing, that we have stopped school shootings, is a direct result of our work. And all I can promise is that I will continue to honor my little Daniel.
Almost since the moment Galen was killed, it's been my constant meditation and focus.
Again, Greg Gibson.
To take this terrible thing and find some good in it. Because if we can't, and it drags us down, it wins. And that's not, you know, it's not supportable. Just out of respect to Galen or anybody who's died in this manner.
Greg Gibson compares America's gun problem to cancer, a disease that will take a long time to beat. 20 years after the murder of his son, Galen, 5 years after the murder of Daniel Barden, and a little more than 2 weeks after Las Vegas, the country is still looking for a cure. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.